Game one, round two. Ready to get things started. Fourth line starts for Dallas. And the top line starts centered by Neat McKinnon for Jared Bednar and Colorado. Swung around to Craig Smith, trying to jam it up the wall. And connecting with Radek Baksa. Baksa with another backhand, just like he had in game seven. Tossed over to Manson, glove down, moved along for McKinnon. Dancing on Haskinen, tried to work it back, a shot! Manson had it turned aside, loose in front.
Get him back, but that's going to be a big add on the back end.
Here's a drop, McCorris shot off the post, going short side. McKinnon reached for it, so does Rantanen for Colorado. Duchesne swept it out from the half wall. Suter along the line, kept it in. Suter moves into space, tip score! With Sagan parked in front, and the Stars strike first.
Four battles, hard forecheck, one-on-one 50-50 pucks that the Dallas Stars win. And the goal itself, it's just a floater from the point from Suter.
Yeah, and how about Suter, who only had two goals in the regular season, had gone 33 games without a goal, and the Stars double their money! Wyatt Johnston off the faceoff, and it's 2-0 Dallas in the first.
Right off the faceoff, Jamie Benn has been so good at the dot. Joe Pavelski does an excellent job of cutting in there, creating space here for Wyatt Johnston. Wyatt Johnston leading this team in goals. That's his fifth goal of the playoffs in his eighth game. He loves to shoot the puck. He's 20 years old. Turns 21 soon, next week.
Seam pass got broken up, but got through to Robertson anyway. Off the stick of Taves. Robertson circles out high. Moves it for Haskinen. Back to Robertson. Robertson a shot. They score!
See, it's Jason Robertson that comes up high. He changes it. They do an exchange up high that draws Lehkonen out a little bit, and then they're able to come in here and miss Jamie Benn and Wyatt Johnston in close. Jamie Benn's a big body. Good job by him taking Georgiev's eyes away, and it's a tip right there. What good hand-eye from Jamie Benn off the assist from Robertson.
The captain who has 21 in the regular season. Manson swoops in, slithered along toward Lehkonen. Hintz emerges. Hintz to the goal front. Drags. Oh, and it's swept out of there. Benn wanted another.
Georgiev shuts the door. Can he build some momentum on this? How about Jamie Benn coming across and Josh Manson? Is he going to save for that? Is there a stat line for that? What an assist there. Josh Manson giving some help to Alexander Georgiev, who spreads out, and Jamie Benn thought he had in the third or his second goal of the night.
Rangers had 114 points in the regular season. Stars, 113. Last time these teams met in the regular season, Jared Bednar said afterward, Dallas is a wagon. Makar got it back on the entry. Makar moving in. Here's Rantanen, a shot. Swallowed up. Rebound. Shot tied by Nichushkin. Top 10 kill in the regular season for Dallas. McKinnon circles, moves it off for Makar. Fan on the pass, Johnston without a stick. Makar a shot, big save, Ottinger, they score! On the rebound, Colorado's on the board, 13 seconds into the man advantage with Val Nichushkin.
Nichushkin's eighth goal of the playoffs. It's a great win by Rantanen. They go to work, and you know, it's interesting, you've got a broken stick. So you don't have, you got, Wyatt Johnston doesn't have a stick up high. Cale Makar fans on the puck. He still is able to come in because Johnston does not have a stick to play it. So Makar does a mohawk there, heel to heel, and then big Val Nichushkin parks himself in front and he's able to bury it.
Steps up on the exchange. Whipped it back to Rantanen. Tanev went down in front. Back to his skates. McKinnon with it. McKinnon, Lehkonen, got a stick on the way in. And Ottinger stops it. Soak some more seconds, then he lost the handle. Back to Makar with 36 seconds to go on the power play. Nichushkin at the half wall. Makar, shot, score! It's a one-goal game in the second.
He's got an incredible knack for getting it through traffic, making sure it doesn't get blocked, go the other end. But beautiful passing, ton of space too. And that's, you've got the power play. Obviously, you've got extra ice out there, but the amount of damage he's done from that spot on the faceoff.
In about as high-powered a second-round series as you could imagine between the Stars and Avalanche. Stars got three in the first. The Avs got two in the second, and we start the third with a puck moving off toward Devon Taves. Lobbed it ahead at center. Val Nichushkin was noticeable as well in that second period, as you see some of the numbers and stats filter in on the bottom of your screen. Stars snap one out to center. Rantanen connects with Val Nichushkin. Drops it off for MacKinnon. A drop for Makar. Tried to cut in on Pavelski. Makar still with it. With a shot. Rebound. Score! Nate MacKinnon has tied it. 39 seconds into the third in game one.
It's the way they can skate, jump in the play, and help lead the offense.
Johnston for Haskinen. Haskinen for Hintz. And broken up by Manson. And then Georgiev kept it out.
Josh Manson comes up with a huge save.
Oh, Rantanen off the faceoff, rang iron.
How about this shot? Inside of the post, Mikko Rantanen takes that one off a great faceoff win from Nathan MacKinnon. Oh, man, game of inches.
Right off the draw.
Oh, and how about right? That was a good look, Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, thanks to the line for Girard. Girard moves it off D-to-D with Makar. A shot, didn't get through. Ottinger the stop on the backhand from Parisi.
Look at who he's got. Nichushkin and MacKinnon coming down on him, and he plays him. And then Parisi right here. He battles through the Roope Hintz, gets a shot on net.
Seconds to go in period number three. Touched on for Dadonov. Moving in, final seconds. Dadonov had it blocked. Rantanen stood his ground, and we will have overtime in game one between the Avs and Stars. It was Vincent Trocheck in double overtime for the Rangers earlier tonight. Now we start overtime in game one in the Western Conference here in Dallas.
Colorado can get a couple fresh bodies out there. They're pinned.
Steal, net front tip. Oh, what a stop by Georgiev on the SIG and redirect.
Sustained offensive zone, and then this is the last chance set up. Sam Steele getting it down low, and Joe Pav.
Sagan carries out, shadowed by Walker. Sagan leaves it off for Pavelski. Pavelski across. Oh, Georgiev again on Sagan.
This is an easy tap-in goal from him. Great look by Joe Pavelski, but you can see Tyler Sagan's a right shot, so his stick's inside. Can't quite open up his hits to try to elevate that puck, and what a save by Alexander Georgiev. Tracks it coming across and just gets the tip of his glove.
From Johnson in the corner and shoved to the ice. Puck squirts out into the corner, worked up, hints for Johnson. A shot and stuffed by Georgiev.
Seven shots through the second and third period combined. They already have five shots here, and Wyatt Johnson, one of their most dangerous players offensively. Again, can't quite elevate.
Tanev in behind for Radek Faksa. Robertson trying to work it out for Johnston. Big hit there in behind, and Cagliano zooms it ahead. Wood with speed. Wood drives in. Backhand. Score! Miles Wood, the hero in overtime.
And it's Wyatt Johnson. He's down low. He's the third forward high guy, but he gets caught a little bit low. He's coming back, and then it's just the wheels of Miles Wood. Almost looked like 29 out there instead of 28. He beats Miro Heiskanen, one of the best skaters in the league, and comes on his backhand, tucks it just inside. But Miles Wood takes a penalty earlier this game, a high stick to the side of Miro Heiskanen's helmet. And it just felt like the momentum shifted with that penalty. So for him right now to be the hero, take game one for the Colorado Avalanche. That's a huge goal with some big wheels.